The Sunday Times Gen Next event in partnership with Yellowwood is now in its 18th year, and we are so excited as CliffCentral.com to be partnering up and having conversations all about the awards. If you want to tune in and find out more, you can do so on www.sundaytimesgennext.co.za. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to what I am extremely excited to be talking about today. Every single year, Arena Holdings and Sunday Times partner up with Gen Next for guess what? Oh, man. You know, not the 16th year, not the 17th, but the 18th year of the Sunday Times Gen Next Award in partnership with Yellowwood. And this is the leading annual youth brand preference and consumer behavior event. It is happening next week. I was just chatting to Mr. Ibn Khevers, who is the head of advertising and sales at Arena Holdings. And we were just talking about how, you know, the world is open again.
Yes.
The awards are happening in real life. We can actually see other people and be surrounded by amazing energy. And it's no longer online. It's very, very exciting. The awards are happening on the 15th of September at 6 p.m. You can tune in online still, though. Do not forget to register on www.sundaytimesgennext.co.za. And man, this year, it's just going to be amazing. Absolutely. You know, it's an interactive showcase. We haven't been inside since 2019. You know, because of COVID, RIP COVID, we hope to never see you again. And the nicest thing is that this is where brands get a chance to engage face to face with the youth aged 8 to 24. So if you're listening right now and you love brands, if you're a consumer, if you're a marketer, if you're interested with the behavioral patterns of the youth, and if you want to know what's next, then you have to stay tuned in. This is the right place to be. My name is Lebang Khosana, and I am not alone right now. I am hanging out with someone very, very important. Very, very, very important. Mr. Ibn Khevers. As I said, he's the head of advertising and sales at Arena Holdings. And he has been literally at the beginning of this event since they started. Mm-hmm. I mean, 18 years is no joke.
Absolutely,
no. It is no joke. And I mean, you've seen all sorts of things from when you guys began. And, you know, how have you actually just seen it evolve from the beginning? And especially with the past 2 years with COVID. I mean, that must have really lit a lighter under everybody's, absolutely, you know. So how have you seen everything evolve, Mr. Ibn? And of course, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Lebang. Appreciate it. Look, I think evolution is key, especially when it comes to youth, right?
Yeah.
So behavior changes, things change, etc. And I think we mustn't forget why we do these awards. It's obviously a huge amount of fun.
Yes.
Especially now that we can be back in person. We haven't done it since, like you said, since 2019, where we had close to 900 young people in one room. So we haven't done it for a while, but that part is obviously, it's absolutely vital and important and everything, but it's also the results.
Yes.
The results are the key.
Yes.
And what I mean by evolution is key when it comes to youth is because young people evolve. And with that, the change of their preferences, their brand preferences change, etc. So that's why the marketers are so excited about this project, because the youth actually tell them who's the coolest and who's not the coolest. And it's an interesting one, because the youth can't always necessarily afford these products, but it doesn't matter. It gives you the guidance as to what is cool and what's not cool, who's doing well and who's not doing well.
One thing you mentioned that's actually interesting is, you know, the youth can't afford it, but for some reason I feel like they'll always find the means. I remember being 18 and broke but still having my favorite brands, and I didn't have a job. Where did I get that money?
That's
the thing about the youth. They're so resilient and they'll find a way. And trust me, when they start getting into the working market, they'll still like those same brands.
Absolutely.
So, you know, these awards are very important. So, Ibn, why has the Sunday Times kept the association with the Gen Next platform for so many years? I mean, this is not child's play.
No. It's definitely not child's play. I think it's the credibility that comes with it. You know, so the results are very rigid. The results are tested and untested again, etc. And because of that, the results are rigid, they're trusted, they're trustworthy, and we like the association of that.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that it's real meaty information that we can hand over to our marketers.
Yeah, no, definitely, I hear you. So why is the Gen X survey so important to brands?
Look, it's like I said, I mean, the youth may not necessarily be able to afford a Mercedes or a BMW right now, but they definitely influence mom and dad's decision.
Uh-huh.
And also in the future, they might be that consumer. So I think a lot of market is take a long-term view of things. You know, strategies change, plans change, communication changes, but they're in it for the long haul, the cellular manufacturers and so forth. I mean, we were just having a debate about the Apple unveil last night and the amount of passion that young people even have about Apples. I mean, it's a 30-something thousand and device, but they speak with passion about it and so forth. And I think it's just because marketers take such a long-term view of things that this result is so important. Those 8 to 24-year-olds, they're going to be your consumer in the future.
For sure, for sure. And obviously, these are the people that you want to focus on, right? And
absolutely.
Literally get the patterns of their behavior. I think that's the most important
absolutely.
Part. So, Eben, the Hybrid Awards are taking place, like I said, next week on the 15th of September. But before this, on the same day, the very anticipated interactive showcase is taking place for the first time since 2019. Who can I get amen? Finally.
Yes.
So this is actually really exciting because this is where the youth have the opportunity to engage face to face with the brands that they love. So what can the youth specifically look forward to this time around?
So what we want to do is we're getting them to interact with some of our sponsors. So that would be McDonald's, Haltrain, we've got Pinpop, we've got Mercedes-Benz, etc. coming through.
Nice.
And they're all going to be displaying their wares, and the youth have the opportunity to actually trial some of their products. Maybe sit in the G63 AMG. Maybe take some selfies. Maybe play around with some of the interactive displays.
Wow.
Those kind of things. So it's just going to be like a vibe again.
Yeah.
Just to get all those young people and all that energy in one room.
Yeah.
We've got, I think, 350 people, young people coming through.
Amazing.
So I literally cannot wait. I mean, our building is just going to be buzzing with that level of energy. But So the idea is for the youth to interact with these sponsors and their products and maybe give us feedback right there on the spot, whether they like it or not.
Yes.
Or maybe just anecdotally we'll observe which stands are more important than others, which ones are more keen than others. So I think even that will give the marketers a clear indication of, you know, where they stand in the minds of the youth.
Yeah, so you're telling me I can be in a brand new Mercedes-Benz whilst eating a Big Mac at the same time. And I can take a selfie and post it on Instagram.
I think that would be possible.
Wow.
Just try and keep the mug clean.
Sign me up, I am there. If only I was still a youth. Wow. So, Eben, in closing, what do you think some of the key areas are that brands need to focus on when it comes to youth marketing?
Look, the key that we keep telling people, and it's honestly not brain surgery, but it's authenticity, right?
Mm.
Authenticity is the key.
Yeah.
The youth are a lot smarter than a lot of people think they are. They can see right through communication that is not authentic.
Yes.
So whatever you do, if you're going to speak to the youth in a particular manner, make sure that it's authentic, that it's real, because they're vocal, they vote with their feet, and they communicate a hell of a lot more than we had the opportunity to in my day.
Our day, Eben.
Well, slow down there.
You heard how excited I got about the Big Mac and the Mercedes. I'm definitely not a youth. Eben, thank you so much. I feel like you've definitely shed some light on what we can expect on the 15th of September. And most importantly, we are back. We are back.
Absolutely.
And in live in action. We are not only online, but if you do want to tune in online, you still can definitely do so. You can register on www.sundaytimesgennext.co.za. 15th of September, 6 p.m. Do make a reminder. These awards are going to be amazing.
Absolutely.
I can just feel it already.
Oh, yes.
I'm sitting here with Eben and I'm just getting goosebumps. I'm like, yo, this is going to be nice. That was Mr. Eben Gevers. He's the head of advertising and sales at Arena Holdings. Do not forget, 15th of September at 6 p.m. Is the live awards, and you are more than welcome to participate and join in on the event. If you're a youth, you can come. If you are got a pass youth, you can still come. If you're on your way out, then you better come. Then you have to come.
I love it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lebang. Appreciate it.
Ciao.